Welcome everyone to Mac Mania episode 12 for the 21st of November 2011, and we've only got 4 weeks until our big Christmas show, and the man himself will be there like in every other Mac Mania episode. It's Mark Knight. Welcome, Mark.
Hello.
And welcome back. You were away last week. You had to drop out at the last minute. But anyway, it's good to have you back because it was a bit of a different show. I felt weird last week doing it by myself. I felt lonely, to tell you the truth.
He did feel weird listening to it. I'm not finished.
I felt like I had no friends, so because I was doing it by myself, I felt like I was talking to myself, and it just felt weird. But anyway, before we get on with the show, we need to thank two special websites. They both have apps and we've both got them. First one is MacHash, which I just checked just then. They had a update for their app, version 3.0, so congratulations to them, and you can find them at MacHash.com. They've got a very good layout on their website, if you can just see on the screen here. They've got a very good layout, and the same layout is on the iPod as well, but just different and better to use. And it's good because you can just go off, and you can go up to this little thing here and just slide it, just press it, and it will slide down, and you can read this story, but it will still keep it in the same page. It won't go out of the page. You can still scroll down. So I think this is a very good website, and also they've got a very good app as well. So well done to MacHash, and thank you very much for providing good news for everyone to enjoy, and especially us. We can't do the show without these apps. And the other one is Mac Daily News, which I'll pass over to Mark because he knows a lot more about this than me. So take it away, Mark.
Mac Daily News is another app. Those who knew about Apple, like Mac. This one is different slightly. It comes up on your screen saying new news or Mac Daily News. So it's different. And there's two different. I've got both of them, so I like to keep track of both of them and see what's different. And I haven't got a favourite, but if I have good, so you should download them. I use Mac Daily News, and also have a website as well.
Yeah, I'm just logging into the website so they can see it here. I'll just click onto it. But I've actually had a look at this app as well. I think this is a pretty good app as well for news. They both are. I won't pick a winner just yet because they are both good. Mac Daily News, though, is pretty good. Definitely supplies me and you, Mark, with news, as well as MacHash. It provides me, and if you have it, Mark, it provides you with news as well to just keep it up. But they're basically the same thing, really. Basically, they have the same kind of news, and they do a great job of it. So congratulations to those two websites for doing such great websites and great apps and great news. And we just love what they do. Well, Mark, it's another week of Apple news. The Steve Jobs movie debate conversation continues, we've been seeing a little bit about that over the past week. I did see something about it on the news. It could be next year. Well, it probably will be next year that there will be a Steve Jobs movie released.
Yeah.
And,
it would be good to get the DVD about Steve Jobs, because he had a last interview. He did a last interview back in 90 sometime, which was never shown online. And it's just been found recently after he died.
Yes, and we did mention
so
that.
So hopefully that'll be in the video.
I'm pretty sure I did mention that. Maybe it was last week or the week before. I remember mentioning that. Actually, I might have mentioned it to you that they did find a clip, and they were going to play it. I heard something about an actor going to be in this actual movie, so I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I'd like to see it more as a documentary than a movie, like an actual movie, like documentary, because I think it'd be good just to see like a real documentary, and you know, it's just be good to see a real documentary of Steve Jobs' life with beginning to end.
They should have done this when he was alive, and he had to come up the making of Apple and Macintosh. But unfortunately, they didn't. He probably would have made a movie, Steve Jobs, before he actually died.
Yeah. Well,
but
the thing is, though,
unfortunately,
is they've got
cancer beat him.
They've got all these wonderful people around who have been basically there. Steve Wozniak is one that's been there from day one with Steve Jobs till right through to now. He's not at Apple, I don't think, but he's one person to go to interview about Steve Jobs, because he was there when he was working on the first. He's the founder of, you know, with Steve Jobs of Apple. So, you know, he's one of the person to actually include into this documentary if they're going to interview people or what. Like, maybe they might interview Tim Cook on something. But it will be definitely, I guarantee it probably will be definitely a very good movie to go watch, and definitely worth money.
Yeah.
And it's going to be worth going to see. We'll hopefully be in the pictures next year. They haven't got a date yet, but I think Sony's got the rights. Is that right?
I have no idea, but I remember someone mentioned about Sony.
Yeah, well, I think it was Sony that got the rights. So I don't know if they're making it, but I'm really looking forward to the Steve Jobs movie. It'll be great, and excuse me, it'll be great, and I can't wait for it. I'm definitely going to go see it as well. Anyway, getting to some more of Steve Jobs now. Steve Wozniak, not Steve Wozniak. I can't pronounce his last name. Sorry. The maker of the Steve Jobs biography. He said when he interviewed Steve, I can't find the story, but when he interviewed Steve, he said that he'd like to see some future products. He'd like to see was photography, television, and textbooks. And there's been a lot of debate lately about the television, hasn't it, Mark?
Yeah.
And
the TV for years, and also I heard that Apple's gonna make a new Apple TV soon next year. So who knows? They could actually have their own TV. Like that one there.
You know, I'm kind of predicting something here, to tell you the truth, because you know, I reckon Steve, I reckon, might have created like an actual TV, like an actual widescreen TV or something like that, because, you know, something like a monitor, but, you know, like bigger, and, you know, like a TV version with maybe Apple TV built in or something like that.
Yeah,
and
that'd be good.
I reckon also the Apple TV, that it will be built in, or actually no, changing my mind now, I reckon they will release a new Apple TV that will have, that you can plug into your TV, any TV, and be able, it'll have like a sensor or something, so you can use your hands to just, like, you know, flick through. That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be good, because I don't know if you've ever seen the videos on YouTube, Apple TV unboxing. And their remote must be small, tiny, very tiny. It's as tiny as the iPod is. Really tiny.
Yes, I think
I've
seen it.
I don't like that. But you can use your iPod as a keyboard when you're going through scrolling for videos or things like that. So hopefully it will be good.
I hope it will. I don't know, I kind of changed my mind on what I just said about the TV now, about how it'll be a big widescreen. I reckon maybe they will release a new Apple TV. It will be bigger and better. Well, not bigger, but better. And it will have, you know, more functionality in it with hands. They'll make it, you know, so you can sit on the couch instead of using your remote. You can just point and use your fingers like you would do on an iPod Touch, except not touch the actual thing. And this would work for all the TVs, with, you know, if you want to go watch a movie or something like that, you just, you know, I reckon it'd be great, and it's
yeah, it would be different. There's a lot of technology you have to do for that.
It
will. You have to, like the Wii, doesn't it? Be like the Wii Fit, because you, the Wii, I mean, the Nintendo Wii, you have like a sensor for the TV. You probably have to something like that.
I reckon Apple will do a great job of it, though. I reckon they are very talented, and I reckon Steve Jobs has definitely helped him on this, to actually finally crack it, because it says here, it says Steve Jobs famously revealed in the guy who wrote the bio, that he had finally cracked it. He had finally cracked the television and industry, and it predicted that Apple will introduce a standalone TV in the next couple of years. So maybe not even next year. So that's an interesting thing. We've done our, we've put some some predictions out there, so we'll see if that comes true. We'll just have to see. Anyway, are you ready to go on to our next story now, Mark?
I am, it's ready.
Well, let's talk about the Kindle Fire. The Amazon Kindle Fire came out last week. And if you are familiar with the Kindle, it is basically an e-book reader. So basically it's a thing designed to actually read books on it. So say if I wanted to read Specky McGee or something like that, I could buy it and put it on there and read it. This one here is basically a tablet, not like an iPad. It's probably smaller, probably like my iPod Touch, just a little bit wider and longer. So it'd probably be a bit like that. It's basically described by some people that it is one of the best Android tablets out there at the moment. But however, will this be an iPad competitor? Well, in my opinion, it won't be an iPad competitor, because I think the iPad has got a much more big ability to basically win the battle out of the Kindle Fire versus the iPad. Have you actually had a look at the Kindle Fire, like seen pictures of it, Mark?
No, not really, because I'm interested in having an iPad too. I know they're the best, and people not may agree with me with the iPad, but I don't really want to look at any other tablets because I know that it's going to be as good as the Apple iPad.
I think this one definitely is. I think this one I'd definitely buy. I reckon it's only about $200, so it's pretty worth. So it's worth it.
It's cheaper than Apple.
But however, I think the iPad's definitely the way to go. Let's talk about this. What do you think would definitely break and be better than the iPad? If some company was out, you know, going to create a tablet that would want to be the best iPad killer, what do you think they would have to do?
I've no idea, like a touch sensitive something or voice recording.
I don't know, it's hard to see. I reckon it has to be, you know, maybe some, you know, features that have been, you know, created
or
something.
Where you can watch TV from it, where you actually watch live TV. Many iPads do that.
But you can get, however, you can get apps like Slingbox. I've heard about Slingbox, where you actually have a Slingbox installed into your TV and then it's streamed to your iPad. And then you can watch it wherever you go. So say if you're watching, you know, free, you know, shows or a channel, you can actually watch it on your iPad, which I think that's pretty good. I can't actually think of anything that will really kill the iPad at this present time. It has to be something that, you know, has to be something that...
There are features you can buy to your iPad. I don't know if you remember Perky 12, did a blog TV show from Australia. And he's on YouTube. And he did an unboxing of this feature you could put on your iPad, like a little gun, and it works for some games. So,
I've heard about that.
Not many tablets do that. So, you'll have to have bigger and better.
Exactly, yeah. Well, it's gonna... You know, I'd like to see an iPad killer. That'd be pretty good. That'd be insane.
I don't think no one could beat Apple.
I don't think so, no. And I think the iPad will definitely be getting better and better as life progresses, because I think Apple are coming up with new ideas every day in that company.
They might not have Steve Jobs anymore.
They don't have Steve Jobs, but, you know, it's interesting how they can pull it off, because, you know, Microsoft, you know, they're not going very good anymore without Bill Gates, so Apple could be different. It's interesting to see what Tim Cook will come up with there, and what all the developers there will come up with. So it's going to be interesting to see how the iPad will progress throughout the couple of weeks, the years to go. We'll move on now to iTunes Match now, and have you heard about this, Mark?
Not until today.
Well, I'll just go through it, because I'll just go through it quickly, because it's basically a kind of a paid service. I'll just read some of the CNET story here. iTunes Match, which Apple originally promised to ship by the end of last month, went out to users as part of a software update this week. It stores music tracks in the cloud and makes them available on any device with iTunes. So what they mean with any device, they mean any device. It could be an Android tablet or something. It doesn't have to be Apple. It stores. Yeah, so it can also tidy up old collections of ripped CDs with high quality versions from Apple's Music Store. The $24.99 a year service, I tell you, that's pretty good for the price, is a big step in bringing user music libraries into the web era.
The one thing I don't like about iCloud is where if you bought a CD from a shop, you put download it into iTunes and you put it in the cloud, you'll pay to keep it in the cloud.
Yes.
That's stupid.
Exactly. Yes. What do you think about this service? I've just read it out, so what do you think about it, Mark?
Yeah, it sounds okay. It sounds a bit different.
It's got
like basic iTunes I've got, and I don't really want to pay for iTunes. I like to get the free version.
Well,
I'll probably get it.
Yeah. Well, as its core, Match offers two things. Managing a storage, so the matching bit goes through your library and identifies tracks that correspond with what Apple has in its library. So if you have ripped CDs, it could clarify with a new kind of copy with Apple or something like that. I don't know, it seems kind of funny to me, to tell you the truth. I don't know, it's interesting. That's iTunes Match for you, and if you're interested, for all you, then go subscribe to it. There's nothing wrong with it. It just seems weird. I have to read through it a couple of times before I actually get it, but I think I get it a little bit now. Also, I'll just read the other part. Also, the service is notable that it's the first paid subscription service to come to iTunes since the introduction of the Music Store in 2003, so that's interesting. So it's a bit of a mix, kind of like iCloud a little bit, I guess. Alright, well, that's all for our Apple news for this episode, episode 12, and we'll have more Apple news next week, including more news on the movie. We'll try and get more of that. And, just news as it happens. Getting towards the end of the year, there might not be that much happening, but there may be, because it's, starting to get Christmas, and a lot of companies will start to get their products out until Christmas. I don't think Apple will have another product launch now, do you reckon?
No, I don't think they will, but they might surprise us with a new product.
We never know. Apple could surprise us.
A new year, maybe.
Well, I reckon that if there's not an Apple conference now, there will be probably one in CES time, which will probably be around the 10th of January, around the 20th. So we'll just have to wait. We'll probably be back by then. Anyway, I want to introduce you, Mark. I started this segment last week. Basically, I've called it the question of the week. Basically, each week, one week I'll ask you a question about Apple, basically what you think, and then the next week you will have to ask me a question, so basically it takes in turns. Basically, it's something to do with Apple. So my question now, I did this last week, I said I was going to bring it back this week to get your opinion on it, plus I wanted to get everyone else's opinions on it, but this is the question. Would you rather watch videos on an iOS device, so such as iPad, iPhone, iPod, then your desktop computer?
I would say probably the iOS device, because I know it's mine, and if I break it, which I don't, I've broken my own product. If I'm using a friend's computer, and something happened, I'll feel guilty. So I'll probably keep to my own device, watching movies on it, and
But like, if you were to watch, you have a desktop computer, you also have an iPod. Would you rather watch videos on the actual computer, your computer, or would you actually watch it on the portable device, like the iPod?
depending. I'd probably say the computer, because I do watch movies on my computer, so yeah, it'd be the computer.
What, so movies from DVDs, or?
Yeah, from DVDs.
What about if you wanted to rip that DVD off the computer onto your iPod, then what would happen?
Yeah, I will do that. I have got a few episodes. I have got some TV programs on the iPod. So yeah, I will, if I'm out, I'll watch it on the iPod. If I'm in, I'll watch it on the computer.
Well, I said last week my answer, but basically I'd probably rather watch probably video. I love to watch videos on my iPod. I watch YouTube on this thing. YouTube. And yeah. I also watch podcasts as well, so the podcast section on iTunes. Great little device this is to watch videos. I love it. It's just good.
Thing is, watching movies on the iPod, you've got a really tiny screen.
Yeah.
If I had an iPad, it'd be much better. But it's a really tiny screen.
I don't mind that. I still like my iPod, even though it's still small. I think it's a great portable device to watch videos on there. And what I like about it is I can sit in bed. I don't have to take my laptop to bed or anything. I can just sit in there with headphones on and be able to watch YouTube, just flick through it. And now, even better, there is a lock on here now that allows you to actually lock it so it doesn't go, you know, how you lay in bed and you go like that, you know. It moves around. You've got a lock there. So I think I'd rather probably watch. I love watching videos. I love it more than watching a video on my computer. That's just my personal opinion. That's what I like, and I yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, well, anyway, but Mark, do you get the idea of the new segment though?
Yeah, so
next
week I ask shit questions.
Yeah, so just try and dish up a question next week about, you know, basically, you know, iOS devices or Macintosh or something to do with Apple. This week it had you know, iOS devices, so something like that. Just a question of the week, just to see. If, and also, guys, I'll encourage you also to send in your opinions on this week's question of the week as well. Would you rather watch videos on an iOS device than your desktop computer? So I want to get your feedback. Remember, you can email us at macmania71@gmail.com, or you can write
tweet us at macmania71.
Yes, you can tweet us, and you can also write on the Facebook fan page as well. So it's at facebook.com/macmania71.
That's it.
So,
Well, you can easily tweet one of us if you can't hold a Mac Mania. I am Mark 9.8.
Yes, at Mark, yeah. And at BenWebby5 is my Twitter name. Alright, well, we've got the app section now. So, basically, in the app section, this is kind of a new thing. I'm going to go through the app of the week and the game of the week for the App Store. Then I'm going to go through some new apps. And then I'm going to go through the app of the week for Mark and myself. So let's get started. I'll get up the App Store and we'll get started. So the game or the app of the week for this week is a Christmas app, and it's that time of year. It's just starting to go. You know, starting to get there now. It's not far away. And this week's app is called A Charlie Brown Christmas. It looks okay. I'm just going to click into it so I can read some of the information. You can the features on it. It has an original dialogue from the 1965 animated classic. Charming soundtrack featuring music and sound effects from the original show. So I'm guessing Charlie Brown's a show, and I've heard of it actually. I think. So you can do all sorts of activities on it. You can play piano. Looks all right actually, and it must be all right because it's this week's app of the week. But it has no ratings though. It's the app of the week, but it has no ratings. Anyway, that's the app of the week, A Charlie Brown Christmas. It is $7.49. I just realised that's $7.49.
Jeez. It might be different for the UK. I've got a different app of the week.
Well, it might be, yeah. Well, right. Anyway, let's get into the game of the week now. Snoopy Street Fair is the game of the week, and I tried this actually because I had a look. I thought this was pretty good, and basically, I think Snoopy is a show. Basically, what you've got to do is you've got to create a street fair to earn money. The features is 21 peanut characters, 3 mini games to unlock, 27 trading cards to collect and 45 original Peanuts cartoon strips to collect, and there's more features. So that this is a free app. It looks like a pretty good app. It's got 185 ratings, and it's got 4.5 ratings. So it looks like a pretty good app. So that is a free app, and it'll probably be worth going and getting.
The app of the week over here, the game of the week over here in the UK, Ticket to Ride My Pocket.
Ah, you've got a different app. Oh, you want to go through then your app of the week then? Jeez, I just didn't know that. So what's the app of the week over there?
App of the week is iCookbook.
Okay. And what's the game of the week?
Ticket to Ride Pocket.
Okay, well, I didn't realise that it was a different app of the week. Maybe we won't do that next week, actually. That's a bit confusing. A little bit, but anyway, it could even be different on the UK. I wonder what the UK app of the week is.
I am in the UK.
Oh, I mean the United States.
Yeah, what?
I'm getting things confused. Anyway, let's go through some new apps now. I want to get through just one today. Have you heard of Minecraft, Mark? Minecraft?
I have heard of Minecraft.
Yes, I think, yeah, well... They have got a, basically they've got it, they've done it new now, basically it's a, like a blocked kind of version. They have now got an iPod and an iPhone and an iPod Touch version now. It's called Minecraft Pocket Edition. It's nothing like the desktop version if you've played it, but basically you imagine it, build it, create worlds on the go with Minecraft. It looks okay, it's $7.49 though, so it's pretty cheap, it's pretty dear. But if you are a very mad Minecraft fan, then go download it. Go buy it and download it. So that's Minecraft. That is the only new app that I'm going to tell you today. But, looks okay. I might get that, actually, when I get a gift card or when I get enough credit. Because I have never tried Minecraft, but... It looks okay, it looks alright, but I don't want to get too addicted to it. Okie dokie, Mark. It's time now for the app of the week. What's your app of the week for this week, Mark?
Office Jerk.
Do you want to tell us about that?
What you have to do, you have to throw, you get a new challenge every day, and you got to do it twice, like, you get a pencil, throw it in the office bloke's ear, or throw a fan in his face, things like that. You've got to try and throw things at this person, at this office in the chair. And it's kind of fun and kind of challenging as well. Sometimes it's hard to do, sometimes it's really easy.
Is it free?
It is free, yes.
Right, good.
You do get adverts popping up and down.
Alright, so is there a paid version though?
I don't think there is.
Alright, okay then. Thank you very much, Mark. Is that all you wanted to tell about the game of the week?
Yep, it's kind of basic, it's kind of fun.
Alright. Well, my app of the week is something that everyone knows. So I know if you're watching at home, or if you're watching Macvania right now on Blog TV, or if you're just watching this from your iPod on the podcast, you would know the game Angry Birds. And I reckon if you've got an iOS device, you would play it, okay? I've just recently got it. I was, we had a beach day on Friday, and on the way back, I have an Android phone, as most of you would be aware of, and we decided to go to the Android market and download a free Angry Birds app, which gives you a few levels, a pretty decent lot of levels, but gives you ads as well. And I found the game a very good game, so I went home, downloaded the free version of Angry Birds, and then passed all that. Got through all the levels, and then I decided, okay, it's time to get the 99-cent version, the original. So I went home and got it, and I'm just loving it right now. I play it basically every day at the moment, and I said to the guy today, I said, I'm now addicted to Angry Birds. You may be addicted to Angry Birds by downloading it onto my phone. I don't have it on my phone anymore. I've got it on my iPod, but this is what you get. You know, I really don't have to go through it, but I'll just play it from here just so you can't see, but it's just addicting. It's just really addicting. I love playing it. And it's just great, I reckon. It's a good app. Basically.
I did have it on the iPod. Download it again.
Yeah, it's just a good app. I love it, and I'm just going to keep playing it here, just so I try and get back past this level. No, I haven't got past the level. I failed it, but it's very good, and I love the app. So, well done to those people that made Angry Birds and you've introduced it to me, and now I'm addicted to it. So, yeah, I probably will get like the seasons and everything now as well. So, I'm looking out to Angry Birds. Alright, well, that's it for the show, I think. Have we covered everything today, Mark?
Yes, I was going to have a talk about this month in Sim3 in a minute. But
yes, well, go ahead, you can do that right now. Also, go for all your links and where they can find you, and yeah, go ahead.
Sure thing. This week, this month in the Sim3 was uploaded to YouTube. The last episode of this series, episode 10, series 1, and I did a review on the Sim3 pets, and also answered some of your questions, and I really liked it. I really enjoyed doing this month in the Sim3, so thank you very much for letting me do this month in the Sim3. I will be bringing back next year in January time, February time, I reckon end of January, because there's a new game come out then.
I'm very happy to have it back, and I'm actually at the moment planning a lot of stuff for BFTV at this present time, and that's part of it. So
yeah,
I've enjoyed the series, and I've enjoyed watching it as well. I always watch it before I upload it, just to make sure there's nothing, just to make sure it's working.
Yeah, I really enjoyed doing it, and hopefully next year I'll be with new editing software, iMovie, I'll be using iMovie. Hopefully I'll have a green screen back then, because I am hoping to have a green screen.
Yes.
And I've really enjoyed doing it. It's been fun. And if you want to ask me a question about Sims 3 and all kinds of stuff, you can easily leave a question down below on the comments below on that video. This one from Sims 3, episode 10. You can find that at YouTube BevTV 1, I reckon.
YouTube.com/BevTV1 is the link, and you can well, that's the channel link, but you can go find it there, so just scroll through the videos and you'll find it.
Yep. So yeah, also you can also find me on YouTube, Mr. Mike UK1, which I will be back next year on January 1st. I'm going to be making more videos, app reviews, and I don't know, unboxings, of course, on the Mac. I'm the unboxing. I'm thinking to do game reviews, because I did get an email from YouTube saying I can earn money from my YouTube videos. So hopefully that'd be fun.
Alright.
Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Mark94UK.
Alright, well, beauty. And I'm looking forward to Mac Mania. This month is Sims 3 returning next year. I'm also looking forward for Mac Mania returning next year as well. But anyway, thank you very much, Mark, for doing such a great series this year, really looking forward to getting you back next year once a month, once again. It works out very well, and I'd say it's got a pretty good fair lot of views. It probably will over time. Hopefully they get more subscribers over time, but hopefully it'll be bigger and better next year, very, very better. Anyway, guys, we'll go through MacMania links. Remember, you can email us at MacMania71@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter, MacMania71, Facebook.com/MacMania71 is where you can find us on Facebook. And I think that's all. You can also go to the BevTV. I'll explain that in a minute. But we are doing a Christmas show on the 19th of December, my sister's birthday, but I'm still free to do it. It'll be in the night time for me. It will be, I'm looking forward to the show. It'll be good. And if you have any ideas of what we should do on the show, because I've kind of planned a bit. What I'm going to do is I've learned how to do a in Microsoft PowerPoint. I've learned how to do like quizzes. So I'm going to make a quiz, and when we get all the people that are doing the show in, I will make a quiz, and you know, I'll lay it out and put, you know, who has to answer the questions and all that. It'll be a quiz about, you know, I'll play a song and then they'll have to guess what it is, so hopefully that works out, and I'm really looking forward to the show.
We can also play Pass the Parcel.
pass it, yeah, throw it through the camera and, you know, throw it through the screen. Yeah, but anyway, if you have any, you know, it's just going to be just a chill, fun show. It's nothing, it's not going to be really any setting. There's not going to be any wrong or right. It's just going to be just a show where we just muck around, you know. It's not going to be, you know, it's nothing, it's not going to be anything like Mac Mania, what we normally do. It's going to be different. Probably go for about an hour and a half, or whenever we can fit it in. But it should be a good show. I'm still trying to work out the technology. I'm thinking at the moment of going out to the family room where I can maybe get a computer cord that plugs into the TV so I can use it as a second monitor and have a TV behind me, or I might just stay in my room. But I'm still getting all that ready. But we should have it all ready.
Google Hangout for video sharing, is that right? Google Hangout?
Yes, I think so. I haven't actually used Google Hangout yet, but I will get used to it, or otherwise I will have a look on Skype and we can use Skype. But I've just got to try and fit it all on my my laptop. That's the thing. So because I have to open up a lot of open up a lot of modules on the WebBlast. But anyway, we'll work that out.
I might connect
the
other monitor.
Pardon?
I might connect my other monitor. I've got another monitor. I might.
All right. Okay. Good. Okay. Alright, well, what was I going to talk about now? Yeah, Bev TV. Let's talk about Bev TV, because I've got some new things coming to Bev TV now. Every week, I've decided, you know, I used to do a lot of, you know, now I don't do that much videos about myself. There's Mac Mania, where I do it with Mark, and there's This Month in Sims 3, but there's not really many videos I do just by myself. So from now, every week, I've decided I'm going to do this every week, because I've already got some videos actually ready to edit, is I'm going to have a series called Bev TV, and it's just going to be a series all about silly things. So the first episode is actually going to be about a food, so something, an item from McDonald's. It's uploaded now. I just haven't actually put it. I've got it private, because I've still got to put the description in and everything. But that will be uploaded, well, it's probably uploaded now, but it will be released in just a couple of minutes, and next week will be an actual tour of something out in the field. So a couple of weeks ago I got a friend to film me. We went to a school and did a tour of a school, so that will be episode 2, and then episode 3 will be something else as well out in the field. So some very good episodes up until Christmas, and then I will take a break and then start it back again as well. So I hope that you do enjoy it, because I think the video that I've just uploaded then, I reckon it's one of the best videos I've ever edited, because basically, you know, I've always thought of Windows Movie Maker as a crap, you know, basic edit, but I reckon it's a pretty good software if you actually, you know, put your mind to it, because I've been able to split clips into Windows Movie Maker, and I've been able to put pictures in there, and it's just pretty good. So I'm really happy with the video I've made, and hopefully everyone will enjoy it. So you can find that at youtube.com/bevtv1. Every week, every Sunday, a new video will be released. Also find Bev TV on Facebook at facebook.com/bevtv. And also you can find me on Twitter, Google+, Podomatic, Tumblr, Blogger, MySpace at BevOB5. That is my name. So that's all from me. BevTV Live, also blogtv.com/people/BevOB55. I'll also tell you about a new idea I've also thought of as well, is that I'm going to make another YouTube channel. It's going to be called BevTV2. And what I'm going to put on that channel is I'm going to put like vlogs, you know, random videos. I might even put the Mac Mania betas on there. Just, you know, videos that I don't edit, that are not part of a series. So that is going to be hopefully made tomorrow or something. I might make that, but you know, just videos that are not part of a series. So on Bev TV, the channel I've got now, I only want to have Mac Mania, This Month in Sims 3, and Bev TV, and any other series I start, I might start an app show. I'm not that sure yet, but anyway, that is the update for Bev TV. Hopefully it's bigger and better next year, and it will be bigger and better at the moment. So that's all from me, Mark.
Yep.
Alright. Well, I think that's about it for the show. Thank you very much, Mark. A great show done, and
that's fine.
And this will also, you know, I haven't talked about the RSS feed yet. I think we should talk about that. It's because MacMania during the week was released to iTunes. Mark, were you pleased about that?
Yes, I am pleased that iTunes was released. I think, how are we going to do? You're going away next year, aren't you?
Yes, that will be in September, though. We'll worry about that when it comes, because it's a fair while away yet. And I don't know, maybe I'm thinking about, I probably will maybe get an iPad by then to take away, because I don't reckon I'll take my laptop with me. But anyway, we'll talk about that. I might talk about it with you after the show, because there's no point talking about it now. But anyway, thanks very much everyone for joining me and Mark on this, on MacMania. I was about to say this month in Sims 3 then. Oh, anyway, thank you very much, everyone. I will be seeing you next week with also Mark, who will also be joining me next week. Episode 13. So,
yeah.
until next week, everyone, I will see you later.
Bye, guys.